Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Take your pick from part-time performers raising the bar to unprecedented heights, unimaginable comebacks gracing the grandest of stages, unthinkable departures, and everything in between. 2022 has permanently reshaped this barmy business, and here are the moments responsible for said game being changed. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 exact moments 2022 changed wrestling forever. Number 10, Logan Paul shows what celebrities can really do in between the ropes. It was pretty clear early on that Logan Paul wasn't your average YouTuber stepping in between the ropes. His first showing at WrestleMania 38 alongside The Miz as the duo went at it with the Mysterios showcased the slightly less infuriating Paul brothers' natural athleticism and an ability to manipulate the crowd that performers in the business for a decade would struggle to replicate. A follow-up against The Miz at SummerSlam gifted said veteran with arguably his finest bell-to-bell match in years, but it was a seemingly laughable Saudi main event against the Tribal Chief that proved to be the real game changer for both Paul and the business as a whole, really. Putting in the sort of shift that made an absolute mockery of the fact Logan had been messing around in this industry for a cup of coffee, his high-flying, drama-stuffed epic against Roman Reigns over the undisputed WWE Universal Championship at Crown Jewel set the new bar for those wanting to stop by and give this wrestling stuff a go for a spell. Bad Bunny and Pat McAfee already both proved that magic could be made if you were willing to put a shift in. Logan showed that genuine superstars could. Number 9, WWE does business with their rivals. In the lead up to the underwhelming Royal Rumble, it was shockingly announced that none other than the Impact Knockouts champion would be stopping by the women's iteration of the titular showdown. This wouldn't be the last time WWE did unexpected business with a competitor in 2022 either, with AEW happily allowing the likes of Bryan Danielson, Chris Jericho, and a few more to pop by via video message for John Cena's 20th anniversary celebration. Elsewhere, New Japan Pro Wrestling's never openweight champion Carl Anderson has been present on WWE programming since returning alongside Luke Gallows earlier this year. With the sports entertainment giant not exactly shying away from the fact the OC man still holds a strap for a rival promotion, and WWE were even happy to allow Shinsuke Nakamura the chance to wrestle the Great Muta for Pro Wrestling Noah on their The New Year 2023 show. Sure, the company still weren't able to come to an agreement with AEW on a DX reunion daddy ass appearance recently, but for the most part it seems as though WWE's forbidden door is actually finally well and truly open. Number 8, Tony Khan buys Ring of Honor. Tony Khan's purchasing of Ring of Honor has definitely had an impact on both his own properties and the wrestling business as a whole. Had WWE been able to pull off the Ring of Honor deal they were reportedly interested in doing towards the back end of 2021, then there's a solid chance the company's library would simply be taking up a tab on the WWE network. Under Khan's watch though, while there's an argument to be made that the influx of Ring of Honor belts and talents have only further bloated an already overstuffed AEW roster slash product, the actual Ring of Honor brand has undoubtedly been treated with the respect it deserves. And a weekly Ring of Honor TV show being unleashed at some point in 2023 feels almost inevitable at this current moment in time too. Very few folks had TK running yet another one of the most notable wrestling properties in the business on their bingo cards heading into 2022. And it remains to be seen how trying to juggle two promotions' weekly TV offerings could impact the overall quality of both Ring of Honor and AEW going forward. Number 7, AEW handles Jon Moxley's stint in rehab with care. For the longest and a rather depressing amount of time, instead of feeling the support of their employer and colleagues when faced with a situation that required them to seek some help or much needed time off, many a wrestler had been conditioned to just battle through the pain, illness, or fatigue for the sake of keeping up appearances. But there's definitely been something of a shift in more recent times. Perhaps the most notable and impactful example of a star being handled with exceptional care over the last 12 months comes in the form of multiple-time AEW World Champion Jon Moxley, with a world-class human carrying the promotion on his back throughout 2022, in the wake of being publicly and no doubt privately supported throughout his recovery period at an inpatient alcohol treatment program. From the second Mox returned to the business after his stint in recovery in January, it was clear the purveyor of violence was feeling healthier than ever, and the subsequent outstanding run he's put together in between the ropes only further highlights just how much of a positive impact seeking help can have on a person. Hopefully his passionate comeback inspires countless others, both inside and outside of the business, to talk to someone or reach out if they need help too. Number 6, William Regal finds a way to return to Papa H less than a year into his AEW career. William Regal is about to make a sensational return to all things sports entertainment. And what makes this such a staggering and potentially game-changing turn of events is that the former Blackpool Combat Club leader actually had an option of a further year on his deal with All Elite Wrestling. Tony Khan recently revealing that he opted to not take up that extension and release Regal from his contract actually technically marks the first time a star's been able to get out of their AEW deal before its expiry. What's stopping another once-away AEW talent from using Regal as a reference should they wish to jump ship to Papa H's company before their deal reaches its end too? Khan would go on to add that he let the veteran go back to his former employer to coach his son out of respect for the Brit. But he would also note that said release is conditional, with Regal returning in a backstage role and not as an on-screen WWE presence next year. Either way, having Regal working backstage in WWE will no doubt have a monumental impact on the way the company goes about recruiting performers going forward.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Number 5, Cody Rhodes changes the landscape. Cody Rhodes' jaw-dropping decision to not re-sign with the company he helped create has likely changed the way All Elite stars view a run in the world of sports entertainment going forward. Before the American Nightmare rocked up at WrestleMania 38, it largely felt as though WWE wouldn't waste any opportunity to bury a performer arriving from a one-time rival. But Vince McMahon definitely felt there was money to be made in pushing the returning Rhodes to the moon. And despite being cut down so soon into his comeback run, the early signs pointed to the grass sometimes actually being greener away from the hottest company in town. The idea of MJF kissing goodbye to AEW during the bidding war of 2024 once seemed like little more than a way to generate cheap heat. Post-American rollercoaster ride though, it could become a painful reality for WWE's biggest rival. Number 4, Stone Cold proves that anything really is possible on the grandest stage. While the rumblings of a Mania 38 appearance from the Texas Rattlesnake hinted at Steve Austin's showing being a little more than an extended brawl, fans still refused to fully believe the unthinkable was about to go down. Cue glass smash, ATV entrance, and a challenge thrown down from Kevin Owens that was heard around the world. And just like that, one last match for the only wrestler who seemed genuinely destined to be well and truly done finally came to pass. While it's often been said that anything is possible in this insane industry, Austin performing an entirely unlikely retirement U-turn after nearly 20 years has completely redefined the term. Now even the balmiest and supposedly impossible of comebacks must never be taken off the table. CM Punk versus Steve Austin in the main event of WrestleMania 39? Stranger things have happened, this year.
Speaking of which,
number 3, CM Punk sets fire to AEW. After finally reaching the top of the mountain once again, the returning best in the world was soon forced onto the sidelines. And in more ways than one, that's when the wheels began to fall off. An eventual call-out receipt to Hangman Page on Dynamite paved the way for yet more behind-the-scenes tension upon his return. But it was in the wake of All Out when things got truly messy. Taking aim at everyone from Colt Cabana to Hangman to AEW's EVPs during a pissed-off post-pay-per-view presser, a fed-up and injured Chick Magnet ultimately collided with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega backstage. And Ace Steel now knows what Kenny Omega tastes like. But on the back of all involved in the now infamous and company-altering brawl out being suspended for a spell, the Elite are now well and truly back in the All Elite mix. Whereas Punk now looks all but certain to call it a day with Tony Khan's company. One can only imagine the damage the visual of Punk somehow returning to WWE and laughing off the bunch of effing children he used to work with would do to TK's fledgling company. And you wouldn't bet against WWE actually pulling off a move that could both bolster their own ratings and simultaneously have a potentially catastrophic impact on the competitions in 2023. Number 2, Vince McMahon retires. In the wake of it being made known that McMahon had forked out millions in hush money to suppress sexual misconduct allegations over the years, it soon became clear that his time leading WWE had to come to an end sooner rather than later. But in typical McMahon fashion, the one-time boss defiantly refused to back down initially, trotting out onto the likes of Raw and SmackDown in full Mr. McMahon mode, like nothing had even happened, and continuing on as the company's creative driving force despite stepping down as CEO. In the end though, McMahon eventually had no choice but to retire from WWE altogether in late July. Just like that, a figure who had overseen the growth of the most popular wrestling organization on the planet over the last 40 years was out. And WWE and the wrestling business will likely never be the same now that a certain son-in-law is at the wheel. And with that in mind, number 1, Triple H takes the throne. There was a moment there when it looked like Triple H's chances of ever being given the opportunity to step up to the main roster creative plate appeared to have been buried for good. When the most unexpected of scenarios became a reality in July though, WWE clearly felt they only had one figure to fall back on as their new head of creative. After being eased back into the all-round chaos that is sports entertainment behind the scenes leading into Mania 38, Paul Levesque was soon anointed as his disgraced father-in-law's creative successor, and the WWE game already feels as though it's changing with Trips in charge. War Games is now a main roster stip, a great many of his released favorites are back in town, wrestling is now a thing that happens for extended periods on weekly programming, and long-term storytelling appears to be back for good. Early signs point to a much more engaging future, so let's see how the game handles its first road to WrestleMania, eh? And that's our list of any other moments 2022 changed wrestling forever. Let us know all about them in the comment section right down below, and do not forget to like, share, and click on that subscribe button while you're at it. Also, if you like this kind of thing, then head on over to whatculture.com and find some more fantastic articles, just like the one this video right now that you are watching is based on. I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you, as always, for watching this lovely video today. Hopefully I'll see your faces very, very soon, but in the meantime, go and kick some ass. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.